USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wants U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the president said that there was insufficient evidence right now to confirm either of two leading theories behind the origins of the virus. Biden directed U.S. intelligence agencies to issue a report within 90 days. And at least 8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found bomb-making materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at airports all across the nation. John Clemens has more.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Republicans are expected to unveil a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan on Thursday, after rejecting a revised $1.7 trillion proposal from the White House. The GOP's bill is expected to have a price tag of nearly $1 trillion. Senator Roy Blunt says their proposal will focus on core infrastructure. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that it won't be paid for by a hike in taxes.
Our two guidelines on infrastructure have been it has to be really infrastructure, the kinds of things that people 6 months ago or people that talk about this issue would have believed: roads, bridges, highways, ports, airports, water infrastructure, not the caring infrastructure. Not that we're necessarily saying those things are bad. They're just not infrastructure. And the other guideline was we are not going to get into the 2017 tax bill. It was producing great results at the beginning of the pandemic. The corporate rate made us more competitive all over the world for the first time in a long time. No inversions were occurring during that entire period of time between the time that bill went into effect. A lot of good things were happening.
And Royal Caribbean says it's received approval to run simulated cruises next month, the first step in returning to sea. The company says it's received CDC approval to run the cruise in late June to test out COVID-19 precautions with around 1,000 volunteers on board. If all goes well, full cruises are expected to resume in August or September. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.